Do you feel too full after meals like your digestion could use a little support? Try Bitterex from Quiksilver Scientific. Bitterex is a blend of botanical bitter extracts designed to support healthy digestion and your body's natural digestive processes. Bitter herbs have been used for centuries to support digestive function, helping stimulate digestive activity. Just a few pumps before meals make Quiksilver Scientific's Bitterex easy to add to your routine. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. We got 5 minutes to go. We're going to roll Nebraska basketball talk into tomorrow. There's a phenomenal clip from Josh Pate that I think he wasn't talking about Matt Rhule and Nebraska football, but man, I immediately thought of Matt Rhule and Nebraska football. We're going to hold that for tomorrow. We are going to play a clip from Mark Cuban. All right. Now, I will say this, okay? It's about production over potential. It's about maturity over expecting things when you're bringing players in. And I think that's something that Kurt Cignetti has figured out. I think it's something that other coaches are going to start to copy just a little bit as well. Why don't you go ahead and roll that clip of Mark Cuban? Because when you trust other people's star rankings and when you have to convince people to come join what you're doing beyond the normal recruiting, you have to start handing things to them. You have to start bending the knee, so to speak. I mentioned you're flying someone else's plane. Hey, your company logo, your team logo might be on the plane. You're still building their plane while you're flying their plane, despite your logo being on their plane. It's just your sticker on their plane unless you build it the right way from the inside out. And it starts with who you bring in, how you evaluate them, and the process to bringing them sets a level of expectation for them once they join your team. But go ahead and roll this, because Cuban talks about, you know, Cignetti's not going to get in bidding wars. He's not going to promise or hand out anything, but listen to Cuban himself.
Well, and I want to ask you, as an investor and somebody who wants to pour money into this program because you want to continue to build this success, how do you mitigate the risk of overspending, overpaying, and then you're in a situation of where you're not getting that return on investment, or you lose the blue-collar element of your program?
Sure, it's a great question. I talked to Scott Dolson, who should be AD of the year on the planet, and we talked about that specific thing. The minute you start chasing the most expensive people coming out of the portal, you lose your identity. You lose your culture, because every other guy who came into the program sees that. Why are they chasing him and bidding him up and they didn't do that for me? Why is it now about five stars as opposed to the blue collar, high, hardworking guys? Because you know what it's like. Both of you, all you guys do, guys have to know their roles.
Yes.
And they have to be excited to come to work every single day. And it's literally work now because they're getting paid. And so you got to know how that fits. If you don't understand that, your program's not going to work. And if you don't have coaches that can turn that into a one-year guy, you know, in basketball, we talk about basketball IQ. You got to have football IQ. You got to know exactly what you're doing. And he knows how to identify those guys. He has the coaches who, you know, paid a fortune for, because they know how to teach those guys and coach those guys. And you got to have that organization with Scott Dolson and Pam Whitten that keep that together. But to your point, Danny, if you don't, the minute you lose culture, the minute you lose the locker room, it's over.
I couldn't have said it any better myself. We got about 90 seconds here. Went to the Outland Trophy banquet again last night. Thanks to Bob Mancuso, the Mancuso family, for putting that on, inviting me. Tom Chattel is actually the guy that got this brought to Omaha. 35 years ago, he was at the Thorpe Award in Oklahoma City. One of the first things they handed out was the Outland Trophy. And he's like, this shouldn't be the opening act for the defensive back award. He's like, let's take it to Omaha. Let's take it to Nebraska. Let's take it to hardworking blue-collar people who will appreciate offensive line play, defensive line play, the trenches. And that's why it's been in Omaha for 30 years. So I thought that that was pretty cool. Dave Remington was there. In fact, after it was over, I was walking through the bar, heading to my pickup to drive back to Lincoln, and I hear, Adam, and it's Remington over there. He's hanging out. By the way, do you know he played with a torn ACL?
Ooh.
I did not know that. He played with a torn ACL because they didn't have the surgery to fix it quickly back then. So anyways, him and I, you know, had a good time, chatted it up a little bit, got to meet, I think, his wife and some of his family members. Again, he won the Tom Osborne Legacy Award. The only two-time Outland Trophy winner, also won the Lombardi. I don't know, has this thing named the Remington Trophy named after him. One of the nicest guys you'd ever meet. Johnny Rogers was there as well. He's at a lot of events in Omaha. But I sat at the table. I'm like, there's Kyle freaking Whittingham. There's Utah's head coach because Spencer Fano won the award, Utah's first award winner of the Outland Trophy Award. Nebraska's got the most, all right, with 9. Texas has the second most. Gag me. But we've only got one since 1997, but we'll hopefully start to add to that. But it was funny because chatted with Utah's coach. He seems like a great dude. Whittingham had to go. And he kind of made the joke. He knows him, obviously. He goes, he's got a private jet. I don't have that problem living in, you know, coaching in Utah. I got to get on the jet and be somewhere on time. But Jim Harding, let me make sure I got that right. Yeah, Jim Harding is the offensive line coach there at Utah. Him and I chatted quite a bit, actually. It was kind of cool. I got his number. Maybe we'll bring him on the show at some point, Michigan's O-line coach. But Kyle Whittingham stole an extra piece of cake. Kyle, I love chatting with you, but dude, I saw it, and I guarded my cake as a result of it, and then I devoured it when you weren't looking. Go, Big Red. Have a glorious day, and always remember, throw the bone.